Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zeirvin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Nismaya Te'eichel. We had enough food over here. Or even enough liquid for the Shitufa Mevayis. But somehow some of it got lost. So Maisiv, I can add on my own Omezaka. And I can have someone be Zeichet, acquire it on behalf of the other people. So this way we all continue to own everything jointly, or enough food jointly. Under these circumstances where I'm adding to an Erev that originally was an Erev, the Ein Tzarech L'Hidia. I don't have to ask their permission, because we know they want it. They originally were part of this. Nistaisva Aleim, if there are new people who moved in, so Maisav and Mazaka, I can add on more, and I can have someone take it on their behalf, but with Tzarech L'Hidia, you have to let them know. The Batanura says, when do you have to let them know? It's only in a case where their courtyards open up to, let's say, more than one Mavoi. This way, if they join one of the Shetufim Mavois, they have a problem. They can't go into the other Mavui. And maybe they don't want this. Maybe they would rather go into the other Mavui. Maybe that's easier for them, given where they have to go for Shabbos. That's why you have to let them know. But if we're talking about a courtyard that opens up into only one Mavui, you don't have to let them know beforehand that you're including them, that I'm having someone accept food on their behalf, because they have only to gain and nothing to lose. And under these circumstances, we say, Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, you can do something for someone, even if he doesn't know about it. Quickly chazering over. If you don't have enough food, we originally had enough, but it got diminished, so you add on more and you're mezakeh to them. You don't have to let them know, because we know they're maskim. Originally, they were part of the Shitufa Mivai, so we know they want to be part of it here. It's just that some of the liquid, some of the food got lost, so you can add on. You don't have to ask them. We have someone be Zeichet on their behalf. If more people moved in that were never part of the original Erev, so we add on more, and someone can be Zeichet on their behalf, but under these circumstances, you have to let them know. And the Batanura says that's only if it's not all gain for them, because let's say there's two separate alleyways that their courtyards open into. And if they're part of one, they can't be part of another. So under those circumstances, you have to let them know beforehand. You have to ask if they're maskim to be part of the Shitufim Mevayis.